What's good, Struggles? It's your boy, Luke P. Sanders, and I am back with a brand new episode of Struggle Secrets of Season 6. Today's episode is titled, Twist on Your Dick. So, I remember either I was like kind of, I believe this is before I was sexually active, so, you know, I couldn't go to a sex store or anything like that, so you have to be very creative. I'd be very creative on what I did, because, you know, masturbating does become mundane. It can be mundane at some point. Especially when you've been doing it for a while. So at that point, I was like, yeah, this is, I need to spice it up a bit. So I looked up different ways to spice it up. So yeah, I've talked about the vibrator. And yeah, you can use different lubricants. That helps too. And then different positions in the bed as well, or different locations as far as like maybe the bathroom or maybe your bedroom or. Remember, I used to do it on the bedroom floor. That used to be hot. I remember that. And then, so just switching it up, basically. But I remember reading an article, and it was like, well, your technique, you know what I mean? You can either go up and down on your dick, or you can twist on it. And that's what I'm talking about today. You can do two hands. You can do your right hand or your left hand. Do both at the same time, like I said, both hands. Or you can fuck your hand, or I don't know how you say it, but make it go... Like, so you know how you make your hand go up and down your dick, but then when you don't have any lotion, because I don't know, some guys might still do that, but when you don't have any lubricant, you just make the skin of your dick go up and down with your four fingers and your thumb. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Hope it makes sense. And I typically do that a lot because I don't even know what type of lubricants I like at this point. Because Abilene, which I'm not saying nothing bad about, but it doesn't feel the same like it used to. I used to love Abilene. Oh my god, they used to make me have the biggest orgasms. Or the, yeah, it felt great. But now, it doesn't do the same what it used to do. I think I like baby oil. Because I tried coconut oil, and that was too thin. So, no. And lotion doesn't, it just, yeah, that stopped working for me a few years ago. But I used to love lotion. It used to be my thing. But now, it just, yeah, I don't like how it feels. And then the Vaseline. I think I can get down Vaseline still. So Vaseline baby oil. Okay, I need to remember that. Vaseline baby oil. I still remember. And I haven't used anything in a while. Because I have a Vaseline, but it's for my face. And I don't want to switch those up. Because sometimes when I am around people, they're like, oh, can I use a Vaseline real quick? And I ain't that nasty. You know what I mean? I don't want them to do that. So, yeah. So I need to get a new Vaseline and a new baby oil. Because, yeah, I do remember. So for me, I like the thicker lubricants, and I like the ones that feel cool. And when I say lubricants, I don't mean like lube. I don't mean like, you know, the lube you use for sex or anything, or sex toys. I mean anything that you use that's, you know, that's moist or, you know, a liquid or whatever, you know, on your dick. So yeah, I like thick lubricants, and they feel good when they're like a cool sensation at first. I like those type. Which baby oil does, and Vaseline I think does too. Oh, you know what I haven't tried? But that might be too thick though. But I haven't tried cocoa butter. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to think, like, would that work? I don't know if it's too, now it might be too thick. It'll be a good moisturizer now. Your dick would definitely be polished and be smelling good, but I don't know. And, you know, for people who are not African-American, typically cocoa butter is for, like, it's, at least it's known in the black community, and usually Vaseline is too, but I think Vaseline is kind of virtual as far as, like, people, I think everybody knows Vaseline is, right? It's pretty much petroleum jelly, if you don't know what Vaseline is. But it is used a lot in the black community. But cocoa butter is used in the black community as well. So cocoa butter is like, how do I explain it? It's like, it's kind of like a tannish color. And it smells really good. And it's like, I don't know how to explain cocoa butter. If y'all confused, start a chat in the comments. especially on Instagram at Struggle Secrets. So y'all can figure out what cocoa butter is, or ask somebody what cocoa butter is, because I don't know how to explain it. But it's typically used like for people's skin, for black people's skin, and usually it's used for like, I know growing up there, I was told to use on my elbows, my knees, because it helps with like dark spots. And you know, if you're black, typically your elbows and your knees are darker, unless you just blessed. And I don't want to say blessed, because it just depends on your, you know, your skin. But sometimes black people's elbows and knees are a bit darker, so cocoa butter kind of helps lighten them up a little bit. That's what I was told. And it's a good moisturizer, and it's good for your skin. And, you know, it's just something we use, something else we use. And it smells great. Oh, my God, it smells so great. But it is thick, so I typically use lotion. But I have to use it on my face, for sure. Oh, I guess, I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought because I saw a bug. And it wasn't like a, you know, it was just like an outdoor bug. So it scared the crap out of me, though. I got chills and everything, so that's why I paused. And I saw it earlier, but I was on the phone. I was on a Zoom call, and I couldn't get up and, you know, take care of it or let it out or whatever. So, and now I'm taping this podcast. I can't go, you know, take care. And plus, it didn't vanish. Of course, it didn't vanish. So, yeah. But I remember I prayed earlier. I was like, please just, you know, let it stay on the floor. Don't let it crawl on me or into any surface that I can see. Just let it stay on the floor. but, yeah. So, yeah, that's cocoa butter. But yeah, twist. Going back to the episode, I know I didn't went on a tangent. Like I've been saying this whole season, I can go on a good tangent. Yeah, twisting your dick. That, oh, my God, that feels great. So, when I say, I mean, that's kind of self-explanatory, right? Twisting your dick. And one thing that I've learned is guys have different types of heads. So some guys, and I mean dickheads. So some guys, dickheads are more sensitive. And then some guys, dickheads, it's just the same. It's just the same sensation that they feel on their dick. But I think that the guys who have sensitive head, it can be, well, it definitely probably can be fun for their partner. I'll say their sexual partners or their life partners or whatever. But for them, it might not be as fun. But, I would like for somebody, you know, a life partner to have a sensitive head. They're probably like, oh my God, you are torturing me. But I think it would be hot, to be honest with you. You know, so some guys are in the post-cum torture. I wouldn't call it what I would like to do post-cum torture. Because some guys, they just go all in. And they will edge the hell out of you when you already came. Or keep sucking for like a long time. I don't want to do anything crazy if my partner had a sensitive dick. I would, cause I'm a guy, so I know how that would feel. I know how that is, cause I just be honest. I have a sensitive dick. Period. I'm very sensitive to touch, even just with my shaft. So my hair is sensitive as well. So, and that's not even after coming. So, twisting your dick might be a little, you know, but you can feel it. So, and you know what you're doing, and you're used to the feeling in your hand. So you can kind of control that. But somebody else either, you know, pleasing you orally or what do you surface? So orally, that's for head, right? Do you say handfully? What is a hand? I don't know. But when somebody else is like jerking you off, whatever, it might be more sensitive because they like, you know, they don't know what you're feeling. They can't feel how you're feeling. So, excuse me. So some guys are like, ooh, I might can't twist on my dick. Because it might, you know, feel too good or it might be sensitive. And then some guys are sensitive after they come. I don't know if that's ever... Because I've seen some guys in videos that can still get sucked after getting hit and be okay, you know? But some guys I've seen, they be like... And they don't have a sensitive tip, but they just... You know, their dick becomes more sensitive after they come. So for those guys, you know what I'm talking about, who don't have a sensitive dick, but it becomes sensitive after coming. You know that... yeah, imagine feeling that the whole time. Before and after coming, so just realize that. But for me, with sex toys, oh my God, that's how. Now with sex toys, yeah, I'm not an edger, and I don't last long with sex toys, especially this one. I can come in minutes with that, and it still will be powerful with that one, because I think it's just the feeling of it, it's the softness of it, and it's the wetness of it, of the lube, and then it's the, because they know what they're doing with these sex toys now. They didn't kind of master these sex toys, I will say that. So they make it to pleasure your dick and all the sensations and stuff like that. I can't wait to get the most expensive sex toy I have is a Fleshlight. And I want to get a better one because that one, I feel like that one's just kind of like the basic one. They have so many now. So I've been collecting sex toys for, since I was 18, I went to a sex store as soon as I could. Okay. So, I'm going on my 6th year of having sex toys. So, definitely want more. I remember I sent a picture to somebody. They didn't know who I was. It was just like a, you know, a dating or a hookup app or something like that. So they're like, dang, you got a whole collection. So yeah, I've never used sex toys on anybody else as far as like me using my own. Cause you never know what people got. And even though you clean sex toys, I'm just like, in my mind, maybe I ain't cleaning good enough, or maybe that soap I used wasn't good enough to, you know, so I'm like, only person, people I'd be cool with, or not people, only person I'd be cool with using a sex toy with is my life partner. Or, you know, boyfriend and things like that, fiance, husband, whole nine. So, yeah. But yeah, I was saying that I twist with those, so I will go up and down, but I'll twist. And my head don't be too sensitive. It be sensitive, but not too sensitive. So I'll twist on my head, and then, yeah, that will make me blast off. No, what does Jimmy Neutron say? What does he say? He says, brain blast. That's what he says. Brain blast! I remember somebody, this is a sidebar. I remember somebody in class did that. Oh my god. Does he say brain blast? I think he does, right? It's brain something. But oh my god, I died. I still laugh at like stupid stuff or silly stuff. Like my sense of humor is not like, oh, it has to be like super funny for me to laugh. No. Cause I'm a goofy person anyway, typically, especially when I'm around friends or people I know and trust and stuff like that. Oh my, it's better when you know the person, cause it's like I'll laugh at everything. Like, I'll laugh at faces. I'll laugh at sounds they'll make. I'll laugh at, like everything I'll laugh at. So, I remember this person in class was like, brain blast! I lost it. And another thing from the Jimmy Neutron show, I mean, the OG Jimmy Neutron fans have to know this. The OG Jimmy Neutron fans, y'all would know this. At the end of every episode, it would be a monkey. I think like a three-eyed monkey or something. It was like a part of like the production or whatever. Like a part of the production company. So it was like a little promo for that. And the monkey would say, hi, I'm Paul. And I remember somebody in class like, hi, I'm Paul. I lost it. Oh my God, I lost it. I was crying, laughing. And shout out to Jimmy Neutron, the movie. Because remember back in the day they would do, it's another sidebar, but hey, it's my podcast. But remember back in the day they would do movies before they would do series, which I thought was actually smart, because if the movie did well and people liked it, then you will create a whole series around it, you know, and make even more money off of it. And, you know, so that was actually kind of smart to me. And they don't want to do that nowadays. Nowadays, the show has to do well enough to have a movie. I remember Rugrats had, they had movies, okay? But yeah, I remember with Jimmy Neutron specifically, it was a movie first and then the show. They didn't do just a pilot. They did a movie. So, and I was saying that the movie soundtrack, because I don't remember how. Oh, yeah, because I was watching one day. I just had time. And I remember I Shazam the, people who don't know Shazam, it's an app on your phone where you touch a button and it records the music that it can hear and that's playing around you. And it'll tell you who the artist and the song is. And it actually will tell you how many people Shazammed it. So how many people did the same thing you just did, recorded the song. And it was a song with Nick Cannon, I believe, and 3LW. And the person I know the most from 3LW is Adrienne Bailon Houghton. You know, I think the first Latina in daytime television. She was the host of The Real Talk Show. And she's also from Cheetah Girls, of course, with Disney. And Cheetah Girls 2. I thought that was really cool. And they were eating that song up. I'm like, y'all sound good. Because I didn't know who 3LW was until The Real. So I didn't know she was a part of two girl groups. I just didn't know. I just knew her from the Cheetah Girls, of course, but I didn't know her from 3LW. So when I heard that song, I was like, ooh, y'all was eating. Like, ooh, I thought the Cheetah Girls sounded good with a foursome, but y'all sound good with a threesome. Not like that. Not sexually. Let me say it. No, I'll say it, because that's not what I mean. So I thought, yeah, Cheetah Girls was sounding good as a foursome, but they sounded good as a threesome with 3LW. That was cool. And I thought do you know what 3LW means? It means three little women. That is, it probably wouldn't fly in today's time because, you know, people don't want to call women little because it's belittling, which I understand. But I thought that was, because it literally has the number three and then the letters LW. So I thought that was kind of cool. As far as like a group name or something like that. Excuse me. As you hear me sip. As you hear me sip my tea. No, as you hear me sip my drink. Because I am talking a lot and I want to make sure my mouth doesn't get dry. But, yeah. Yeah, what was I saying? So, yeah, twist your dick. And try different masturbation techniques. And make sure you listen to Stroker Secrets because we are coming towards the end of our season. Season 6. Oh, my God. It's so crazy. I can't believe this is the most seasons I've had at any show. So, not even just a podcast. So, this is wild. But I thank you all for... Oh, my God. Listening to Stroker Secrets for years at this point. Like, we're going on our fourth year. We just celebrated our third year. But we're going on our fourth year this year. So, that's just crazy. I've never had a show for 4 years that aired all years. You know what I mean? I've rebooted series. But I've never had a show consistently last this long. So, that is, you know... Thanks to you, the listener. So make sure you come back next Friday. Listen to Stroker Secrets every Friday at 12 11 Central. Make sure you follow Stroker Secrets on all social media platforms at Stroker Secrets. And make sure you stay safe and stroke often.